You know, there are certain things that should be above politics. There are certain things that, no matter which side of the political aisle that you're on, we should be able to set aside those differences and come together in agreement. Things like, oh, I don't know, the lost innocence of a 22-year-old college student who goes out for a morning jog and never returns home. Obviously, what happened to Lake and Riley should never happen, but it makes it even worse when we know it could have been avoided. Situations like this were avoided, at least for the most part, from 2017 to 2020, when we had a secure border, when we had a president who was willing to enforce the law. These types of tragic situations, they just weren't as common. You know the funny thing about criminals? When there is a deterrent, when there are heavy consequences to breaking the law, it gives them a little bit of pause, makes them think, is what I'm about to do really worth it? Now, some will say yes, some don't mind risking the rest of their life in prison, while others say no, it ain't worth it. When that deterrent is removed, when there are seemingly no consequences to breaking the law, criminals become emboldened. During his State of Division address the other night, well, KC, don't you mean State of the Union? No, there was absolutely nothing uniting with that speech. The platform was used to further divide the country, and to his credit, it worked. During his State of Division the other night, our fearless leader, John Biden, he was given the opportunity, while the entire country was watching, to honor the memory of Lake and Riley. He was given the opportunity to be an actual leader. Johnny B. Biden was given the opportunity to put politics aside and create a rare moment where everyone could actually agree, or at least everyone should agree, that an illegal immigrant taking the life of an innocent young woman is unacceptable. Lake and Riley, she had her life taken away February 22nd. For 2 weeks, John Biden refused to acknowledge her. Now you gotta remember, this is the same John Biden who claims to be the president for all Americans. But it seems like John is only representing certain Americans. Seems like Johnny B. Biden is only president for some Americans as long as it's politically convenient, as long as they help further the agenda. Well, not his agenda, obviously. As you guys know, John, he's not capable of keeping his tricycle balanced, much less coming up with an agenda to keep the middle class struggling while encouraging them to rely on their heroes in the federal government for safety and income. I can be your hero, baby. After 2 weeks of silence, John Biden, he was given the chance Thursday night to finally acknowledge Lake and Riley. But instead of acknowledging her, Johnny B created mass confusion with people who have their head in their ass like Pat McAfee by fabricating the death of Lincoln Riley. Watch for yourself.
Not really. Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed.
Now, that could be a simple misunderstanding, right? Defenders of John Biden, also known as shit fucks, they could defend him by saying it was a typical Biden gaffe. The old fossil has trouble reading. He didn't mean to strike fear in Pat McAfee by announcing the death of his favorite football coach. Johnny was simply under a lot of pressure. It was a simple mistake. Normal people wouldn't bite into that shit sandwich, but parishioners of Woke United Methodist, they would ask for seconds. Can you add a little Grey Poupon on my second serving? It is absolutely inexcusable that John Biden mispronounced her name the other night. Hell, not only did he mispronounce her name, he also violated the woke commandments by committing the crime of misgendering. Lincoln Riley was a beautiful young woman. Lincoln Riley is a dude. Believe it or not, just like normal people, the shit fucks, they're upset with John Biden too. But they're not upset with him for mispronouncing her name. They're not even upset with Johnny B for committing the crime of misgendering. No, 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 no! That violation is secondary. It's a misdemeanor compared to the felony violation of the woke commandments committed by John Biden Thursday night. When he was describing people who crossed the southern border, or northern border for that matter, John Biden, he had the audacity to describe them as illegals. That is discrimination! You can't call them illegals! That word is painful, and most don't have the benefit of having an emotional support shovel. Oh, yeah? Well, how are you supposed to describe it? Seriously, when someone breaks the law, when someone does something illegal, how are you supposed to describe it? Luckily, deacons at Woke United Methodist, they have given us the proper terminology. The term illegal immigrant, antiquated. Illegal alien, passé. They banned use of the word alien because the Star Trek virgin Mike Freeman, he got excited every time he heard the term. He thought that the Martians were arriving and he would finally have the chance to lose his V-card. According to deacons at Woke United Methodist, people who illegally cross the border, they should be described as undocumented migrants, or maybe potential future voters. Last night, John Biden, he was given another chance to make things right with the family of Lake and Riley. He sat down with an interview with some doofus from MSNBC. Now, keep in mind, this is the same network that refuses to allow Donald Trump, Orange Man Bad. They refuse to allow the Trumper to speak on their platform because they claim to have a responsibility to protect you from lies and propaganda. MSNBC won't give a platform to the Trumper, but the network who claims to be the arbiters of truth, they have no problem giving a platform to the inventor of lies. Now, you would think that an interview with the president would be a big deal, right? Unlike CNN, MSNBC does have actual stars at the network. Since they were given an exclusive interview with the president, you would think that MSNBC would have Rachel Maddow, Joy Reid, super nerd Chris Hayes. Hell, maybe even that dude that works the late shift in prime time. What's his name? Larry O'Connell or Lawrence McDonald? Who cares? Doesn't matter what his name is. The point is, you would think that MSNBC would use one of their heavy hitters to interview our fearless leader. Instead, they give the interview to some dude that no one has ever heard of. That's how important an interview with John Biden is to MSNBC. Anyway, he was given the opportunity to make things right. He was given the chance to finally acknowledge Lake and Riley, maybe even apologize for his mistake the other night. Good news is, John Biden did apologize. Problem is, he did not apologize to the family of Lake and Riley. Watch for yourself.
You used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lake and Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect.
If you're an American, it seems like the message couldn't be any clearer. John Biden is not worried about treating you with respect, but he is overly concerned with treating people who come here illegally with respect. But that's okay. That's okay. I don't really want John Biden's respect anyway. I just want him to go away. This is absolutely disgraceful. We have a president who is more concerned with respecting what he calls undocumented people than respecting the Americans he is supposed to represent. The humiliation continued last night for John Biden before his campaign stop in Georgia, where there were more donuts than people. Seriously, the crowd for John Biden in Georgia, it was so sparse, the security outnumbered the crowd 3-1. Before he spoke to a dozen people in Georgia, John, he made a stop in Philadelphia. With everyone losing an hour of sleep last night, Johnny B. Biden, he wanted to make sure people got to bed early. And what better way to fall asleep early than listening to a painfully boring speech given by John Biden? During the speech, he begged the people of Pennsylvania to elect him. Not as president, though. Not as president. Watch for yourself.
Pennsylvania, I have a message for you. Send me to Congress that I can support this right, and I promise you, if we take back Congress, we will restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land.
We all make mistakes when speaking in public. Hell, Katie Britt had a speech the other night where it was 15 minutes of mistakes. One of the worst speeches I've ever seen, and it sucks because Katie Britt had a phenomenal message. But the message was overlooked because Katie Britt decided to deliver the speech by speaking in platitudes and talking to you like you were her emotional support puppy. We all misspeak, though. We all make mistakes, but These mistakes with John Biden, they happen far too often. Hell, they happen every time he is in front of a microphone. That's why he likes to hide in his Delaware dungeon. When he's playing Dungeons and Dragons with his imaginary friends, John Biden, mistake-free. When he is in front of a microphone, he's telling a crowd that could fit inside of Katie Britt's kitchen to elect him to Congress. What more do people need to see? It has been 3 years of embarrassment. It's been 3 years of disaster. After we upgraded all our phones yesterday afternoon at Verizon, we stopped at the grocery store on the way home. For a family of three, our groceries, $400. And those groceries, they'll last us a week, 7 days. Now sure, we buy extras, we buy things that we don't really need, but that's not the point. During the Trump years, even during the Obama years, families could spend $500, $600, $700, $800 a month at the grocery store. Thanks to Johnny B. Biden, you're spending $800 every 2 weeks. But he doesn't care. He's not worried about your grocery bill. John is more concerned with showing respect to people who come here illegally. But give me your thoughts. Disastrous weekend for Joe Biden. He misses another opportunity to acknowledge Lake and Riley and shows respect to illegal immigrants instead. He begs the people of Pennsylvania to elect him to Congress. I have only been alive for, I think it's 7 presidents. I wasn't old enough to remember Reagan or Papa Bush. Of the 5 presidents I do remember, Clinton, the Bush, not named Jeb, Obama, the Trumper, Biden. John Biden is by far the worst, and it ain't even close. Is there any way Joe Biden wins this election? If he does win, do you buy into the hyperbole, maybe, that it's the end of America as we know it? The media, they always say that with every election, but do you think it's true with this one? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Follow me on Twitter at KC_BTL84. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, and I'll see you guys later.